From Storyflow, this is your daily audio brief. DEX, August 25th. Alpha DES. 5 things worth your attention before the market opens. Let's get into it. First, from Bitcoinist, Solana validators begin vote on fee burn governance proposal. Solana validators have begun voting on SGP-0003, a governance proposal that would restructure parts of the network's fee model and potentially increase daily Solana burns. The vote opened on August 23 and runs through Epoch 1023, which is expected to conclude on August 27. The proposal introduces a variable, resource based transaction fee that would be burned in full, replacing the current flat fee model for the affected resources. If approved, the change is projected to increase daily Solana burns from roughly 650 Solana to between 7,500 and 9,000 Solana. Next, second, from Be In Crypto, if Vicente repeats Yellen's 2023 money printing playbook, Bitcoin math points to $224,000. Arthur Hayes argues Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is running the same money printing playbook former Secretary Janet Yellen used in 2023. If the pattern holds, the math points to a six-figure Bitcoin target. Bessent's Treasury has already doubled long-term bond buyback operations this month. Hayes says the policy mirrors the liquidity mechanics that fueled Bitcoin's 2023-2024 rally under Yellen. Hayes, the BitMEX co-founder and Maelstrom chief investment officer, made a similar case in a recent Hayes interview. He argues Bessent faces the same problem Yellen did in 2023. Up next, third, from Be In Crypto, Webull sees Bitcoin, Ethereum buy orders jump nearly 300% after rule repeal. Webull recorded a nearly 300% jump in buy-side orders for Bitcoin, and Ethereum over the past week and a half, Chief Executive Officer Anthony Denier said. Denier linked the surge to June's repeal of the pattern day trading PDT rule, which had limited frequent trading for accounts under $25,000. Bitcoin traded near $78,919 at the time of writing. A rule change reshapes retail trading, speaking in an interview with CNBC Squawk on the Street. Denier said the rule change reshaped how Webull's retail base trades. And then, fourth, from Be In Crypto, Banxa wants to make stablecoin payments invisible. While stablecoin adoption has increased significantly in 2026, real payments still represent only a fraction of the trillions moving on-chain. In 2025, around 3.6% of adjusted stablecoin volume came from actual payments. Much of it has to do with something called the checkout problem. Paying with a stablecoin can still mean a second screen, another identity check, and a checkout run by a company the user did not choose. These extra steps are easy to overlook in transaction charts, but they are often where adoption stalls. Some products are trying to address this gap with newer innovations. Next, fifth, from CryptoSlate, FalconX asks SEC to bring single stock perpetuals from DeFi under swap rules. FalconX Bravo wants US regulators to treat cash-settled perpetuals tied to a single security or a narrow-based security index as security-based swaps under SEC rules when they fall outside the joint SEC-CFTC security futures framework. The filing expressly includes comparable contracts offered through DeFi protocols. The firm submitted its proposal to the Securities and Exchange Commission and Commodity Futures Trading Commission on August 12. Up next, sixth, from CryptoSlate, Ethereum proposal would cut 33,800 Ethereum issuance and break every deployed Altair-like client. A newly merged Ethereum proposal would retire the network's 512 validator sync committee, remove its rewards, and make the current Altair-like client interface obsolete by replacing it with off-chain zero-knowledge proofs. The draft EIP-8390 estimates that deleting the committee's reward weight would reduce annual consensus issuance by roughly 33,800 Ethereum. Ethereum would give up an in-protocol mechanism that lets lightweight clients follow the beacon chain before the proposed replacement proving service, migration interface, and economic support have been specified. And then, seventh, from Cointelegraph, Korean bank taps Ripple for payments, Pakistan opens crypto licensing, Asia Express. A group of South Korean lawmakers has introduced a bill to amend an existing financial law and expand the Financial Intelligence Unit's FIU authority to investigate unregistered crypto businesses. On Thursday, People Power Party lawmaker Yeon Tae-young and 9 other lawmakers filed the bill, which aims to add a new provision to the Act on reporting and using specified financial transaction information. Under the proposal, anyone could report suspected violations of the law to the FIU. Next, eighth, from CryptoBriefing, Mabna Institute moved $16.8 million through crypto addresses since 2018. TRM Labs finds. The Mabna Institute's crypto activities highlight the growing regulatory scrutiny on digital assets linked to state-sponsored cybercrime. The post-Mabna Institute moved $16.8 million through crypto addresses since 2018. TRM Labs finds appeared first on Crypto Briefing. Up next, ninth, from Crypto Briefing, Bitcoin surpasses $80,000 for the first time since May as ETF inflows and short liquidations fuel the rally. Bitcoin's surge highlights the impact of liquidity dynamics and ETF inflows, potentially setting the stage for future volatility and growth. The post Bitcoin surpasses $80,000 for the first time since May as ETF inflows and short liquidations fuel the rally appeared first on Crypto Briefing. And then, 10th, From CryptoBriefing, Binance US integrates Apple Pay and Google Pay for crypto purchases. Binance US adds Apple Pay and Google Pay for instant crypto deposits, giving users a faster alternative to ACH transfers across 190+ digital. The post Binance US integrates Apple Pay and Google Pay for crypto purchases appeared first on CryptoBriefing. That's the tape. Stay on chain. Stay skeptical. Back tomorrow. New here. Grab you over the video.